We are up to Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. We are discussing the halachas of a beitza shenoil da b'yomtev, a egg which was laid on yomtev. Now there is a halach which we discussed yesterday, which is that a egg which was laid on yomtev is mukta. What we didn't discuss was the continuation of its halacha, which is v'misarev afilu be'elef kulon asurois. That the continuation of the halacha is that if it gets mixed up, then all of them are also. Now this is a very interesting halacha, based on a fascinating Gemara, which is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's applied over here as well. So Rabbi said, let's get this clear. We have an egg which was laid on Yom Tov. We learned yesterday that it's Muktzah. All right, we can cope with that. An egg which is laid on Yom Tov is Muktzah. Okay. What about if it gets mixed up amongst others? So right, so you'd assume, as Mr. Billin is already pointing out, you'd assume that it's bittul. So one against others will become bottle. Say they've got his egg, all the eggs look exactly the same. So then this egg ended up in a whole tray of eggs, however many it is. So fancy, you'd say bottle, it's nullified, it's cancelled. Okay, this egg is mukta, but all the other ones are fine. So fancy, all you do, you can have all the eggs, even this one, if you can't identify it. Which is the generic, the universal rule of bittul. Shulchan Aruch is telling us, no, hold on a sec, don't go so fast. Yes, generally we do say bittul, but over here, bittul doesn't apply. Even if it's one egg against 1,000, it still won't be nullified. Why? Why is this egg so unique and so special and so unique that it's not going to be nullified amongst others? So here comes a rule. And that's the rule that the Mishnah Berurah sends of Kotan Dalet, which is really something which is applied in so many other areas of halacha. Kulon asurois, ba'achilo v'tiltul, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to move around this egg. Sharei lemocha, because tomorrow, himuteres b'loy bittul. Tomorrow, he will be permitted without bittul. Ve'kol dovo, and any eat anything, she'ish lematirin, which has a future natural way of becoming permitted, a fill of a bottle, it doesn't become bottle ever. This is the rule. The rule is that Tovo Sheyesh Loi Matirin, it doesn't become bottle. This egg, what happens if you wait 24 hours? The egg which was laid on Yom Tov, if you wait 24 hours, max, couple of, what will become with the egg? Will it become, can you eat it or not?
Yes.
Of course you can, why? Because it's not Yom Tov. As simple as that. So if you just leave that egg the way it is, if you just wait, if you're just a little bit patient, the egg will become naturally mutter. So therefore, the halacha is that anything which will automatically become mutter after a bit of time, without much intervention, it doesn't become bottle. Why will you eat it now in a nullified way if you can just be a bit patient, you're going to eat it in a mutter way? Right, but Tovo Shiyesh Lematirin is be patient. Just be patient. There's no greater midah than a bit of patience. And there's no worse midah, says Ibn Sol Salanta, than being impatient. It's the root of all that virus. So now, so Tovo Shiyesh Lematirin al filu be'elef le'botel. It's really important. So in contrast, if you've got, let's say, Basu B'cholov or something like that, so you're going to say it's bottle because it doesn't help to wait. He's not going to behave, so it's going to be bottle b'shishim. But over here, this is something. I'll tell you where it's very relevant as well. It's very relevant when it comes to Hilchas. Where else do we find it? Pesach, that's right. Chometz on Pesach will not become bottle because it's Dovo Shriyesh Lematirin. Because if you just wait a little bit, it's going to become mutter after Pesach. It's not Chometz, not a problem anymore. So here we're learning that a Beitza Shenol de Biontev is also because of Dovo Shriyesh Lematirin. This is the root and the Shoyrish, and the main source of this concept is the Gemara with regards to Beitza Shenol de Biontev, where we see Dovo Shriyesh Lematirin. Now, you are actually referring to something interesting, Mr. Berlin. You said you need it now. Now, the fact that you need it now is not so poshut, but something quite similar is that you can't wait now because it may go off. That's something a bit different. So if it goes off, well, you wouldn't say Dovo Shriyesh Lematirin because it's going to go off. Yeah. I'll tell you what else fine. So let's carry on. Pardon? Yeah, so if it goes off, then it might not be Dovo Shriyesh Lematirin.
So when you
If we could, if we back off? Yeah. Yeah, so we wouldn't say Tovah Sheyesh Matzin if it's something which would go off. Yeah. It's a bit of a controversy and a bit of a discussion, but as a rule, we normally would call it that. Beitza Shenal the beyond of safe base. So Sofek im Noilda, Sofek. Sofek im noilda biyomta v'bichol asur. What will happen when page 260? Sofek im noilda, we are in a sofek, we're in a doubt as to whether he was laid biyomta on yomta v'bichol or on weekday. We don't know when he was laid. I find this egg now on yomta. I go to my chicken farm. Oh, and have you seen a chicken farm? Have you been to a chicken? Have you ever seen it? I've seen it. I've seen it, it's very fascinating. It's very noisy, it's very fascinating, and it smells awfully. But it's a very fascinating experience. So you saw this egg there, and you don't know if it is, if when it was laid. Was he laid before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov? You don't know. There's no stamp, it doesn't actually come with a stamp of the date. So when was this egg laid? What do you do with it? So can you assume that it was laid before Yom Tov, and therefore eaten Yom Tov? Or do you have to assume that it was laid on Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to be Mukta. What do you do? Machmir, indeed. Shulchan Aruch says, Sofik im nol de b'yom tov b'chol. You're not sure when it was late. Asu, it's also. Why is it also? Yeah. So, but why don't normally, is it the Abon or the Raisa? What would you say? It's the Abon. So normally, what would you say normally? Sofik Dabonon? Lekula. But here we are saying it's also. So why don't we normally the normal ruler would be Sofik Dabonon Lekula. So why over here are we answering it? The answer is, as we just this is the same answer because it's Tovah Sheyesh Lematirin. Something which is gonna become, we don't say Sofik Dabonon Lekula if you just wait a day and it will be fine. Just be patient and don't rely on fakers. Yeah, continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel. Beit Shnol de Yom Tov. What happens if an egg was laid on Yom Tov? Shenis Bashla B'Shoigek, which was cooked B'Shoigek, by mistake, that intention. Im Basa, with meat. V'Tavshel, in a dish. Im Yeshishim Kenegdoi, if there's 60 against it. Hakol Mota, it's all permitted. Chutz Min HaBeitza, excluding the egg. Avolim Libnu, Boy HaTavshel, V'Chiyotz Bazeh. If libnu boyat hafshel v'chilitz bazeh, if you used it for whitening, if you used the egg white, but hafshel for coloring, for making it look nice, the dish, the meaty dish with it, midi de lechazus of the time of it, since you use the egg for its appearance and its taste, lo bottle, it's not bottle. So here comes an interesting halacha. Okay, I've got this egg, which is mukta. It was laid on Yom Tov. It's mukta. What I want to do now is I want to take this egg, and I wasn't allowed to. Really, I wasn't allowed to. Really, it's mukta. But I took this egg now and I cooked with it. What is? And I cooked a flashing dish with it. I cracked the egg and I cooked the dish with it. So, what would you say is now the halacha of this dish, of this meaty dish, which has in it egg? Sixty times the amount of the egg. What goes to your mind? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's 60 against it, so the taste of the issa is bottle, and it's fine, it's mutter. However, and this is very, very relevant for the world of kashrus. Very relevant to the world of kashrus. We're learning now, Rabbi Isai, the egg is mukta. If I use it for the meaty dish, I've got 60 times the egg, the whole dish is fine. However, if I use this egg for the coloring of, you know, sometimes the egg white is... looks nice. I don't know about that, but you can make it shiny or something. If you're going to use it for the coloring of the food, then it's not bottle. Because something which is also If it's bottle of shishim, it's bottle of shishim. If it goes 60 times around against it. But if you're doing it for the appearance of the food, then it doesn't become bottle. This is very relevant for the kosher authorities. Some of the non-kosher ingredients is very important to know. The kosher authorities struggle tremendously with that. Not struggle, it's one of their challenges. Sometimes you have non-kosher items which have minute amounts. So normally you would say in any kind of foods, is very minute substances which are non-kosher and they are added to the food. So if normally you'd say it's bottle of shishim, many times over bottle of shishim, and therefore it's mutter. However, if this chemical substance, which is tefah, is there for the appearance, it's a coloring of this food, which is very common, then Shulchan Aruch teaches us, kiven to the chazus of a time of it, since it's there for the appearance of the food, lo bottle, it's not bottle. Don't tell me bottle of shishim, it's for the appearance, and therefore it's going to be awesome. What do you do if you have this egg which is muktzah, which you want to look after this egg on Yom Tov? Shulchan Aruch, second line in Siv Dalet, teaches us muter lichfos aleihu kli. You are allowed to take a keli and put it on top of it. Put the kli. Let's say you have a plate or a pot or whatever it may be, a saucepan. Muter lichfos aleihu kli kedei shelo tishbur. You're allowed to put on it so that the egg shouldn't break. Ubelvad. Provided shaliga ba kli, in order as long as the kli doesn't touch the egg, so you can cover it up, you can protect it, but you can't move it. And finally, for tonight, if hey im noel de biyom tov rishon, if the egg was laid on the first day yom tov, mutes biyom tov sheni, then it's mut on the second day. Why is that? Why is it that if the egg was laid on the first day? On the second day, very good. Well, what do you mean? That's right. If the first day is Yom Tov, then the second day isn't Yom Tov. I know what you don't like, and I agree with you. Because we look at it already as... I know. It bothers me too. But that's what the Gemara says, Lemaisa. You're right, I don't know the answer. So the Gemara says, first day Yom Tov, egg is laid. Second day, the egg is mutter, because that must be a weekday. Or vice versa. If the first day was Yom Tov, then the second day... Oh, very good. Shulchan Aruch says that. Very good. So, Mutter is Yom Tov Sheni, B'Shem Yom Tov El Golis. That's on the second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. Avo B'Shem Yom Tov B'Shem Rosh Hashanah. But on the second day, on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, isn't that amazing that we're touching Rosh Hashanah just now? Isn't that amazing? It's amazing, no? How many times does Rosh Hashanah appear? Besides the Nilchus Rosh Hashanah, how many times does it appear? I don't know. It's very interesting, no? It's very interesting. There is a saying that people say in the name of Meir Shapir that if you come across, I don't know, I haven't actually seen it in a sefer. People say it, it's one of those oral traditions, that if you learn something and you come across what you're learning and it comes across the time of year that you're in, it's very much like we are encountering now, that means that you're learning Basiyat, that you're learning Lishem Shemaim. It's a good sign. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows that, you know, it's Lishem Shemaim what you're learning. So I don't know, but that's what, anyway, so 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, this rule doesn't apply. Why? It's Chazal one day. Very good. Similarly, when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, one next to the other, Noel de Bezeh, if it's born on the former, it's also Bezeh, it's also on the latter, or vice versa. Ve'im Yom Tov b'yom rishon sheni, if Yom Tov is on Sunday, Monday, v'noel de b'Shabbos v'neim, the egg was laid on Shabbos prior to Monday, Tuesday, Yom Tov, then the egg will be permitted on second Yom Tov. To recap and summarize what we learned this evening, we firstly spoke about the halacha of Dovor Shiesh Lematirin is never going to be a bottle. The example would be what you said, you mentioned Chometz. The example here is the Muktzah on Yom Tov. You wait 2 days, you just wait 5 minutes, it'll be fine. Dovor Shiesh Lematirin is Mutter. We learned also that if it's Sofik, if it was laid on weekday on Yom Tov, you also have to ask it. Although, normally we would have said Sofik Dabon Lekula. Here we don't say Sofik Dabon Lekula because it's Dovor Sheyesh Lematirin. Such an important insight. Then we learned that if you're cooking this mukta item, you're cooking with it, and you're making a dish with it, then the halacha is, because 60 against it, it's fine. Excluding the egg. But if you use it for the appearance of the egg, it's going to be awesome. Then we learned you can cover the egg so it shouldn't get destroyed and stepped on Yom Tov. You can put a clay on it, that's fine. Finally, we learned that if the egg was laid on first the Yom Tov, it's mutter on the second, and vice versa, because we always look at 2 days Yom Tov each day independently, excluding Rosh Hashanah, as you pointed out. Rosh Hashanah is looked at if he was born on the first day, it's mutter on the second day. Because either the first day was, either way, you're allowed to use it on the second day. If it was laid on the first day. Yeah, no, vice versa, I meant. If the first day was Yom Tov, then the second day is weekday, that's why you can use it. Or and if the first day was weekday, then the second day is Yom Tov, but he was born before Yom Tov, you can use it. So vice versa, meaning that whatever the scenario may have been, Klapa Shmaya, yeah, right, okay, yeah, good. Yeah, good, 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 yeah, yeah, good. Good, thank you. And finally, we learned, if you've got 3 days Yom Tov, then it was laid on Shabbos, Monday, thank you very much. you're allowed to enjoy this egg.